Welcome back to the show, Coast to Coast, around the world on American Forces. It's our pleasure to welcome Chris Duke to the program. He is at the Los Angeles Auto Show Automobility Preview, and he's here to speak about some of the current car trends we'll be looking for in 2020. He's here on behalf of the GM Buy Power Card, and we'll talk more about that. But I always think it's funny, Chris, that you sell cars, or you buy cars, I guess, the year before. So we're buying 2020s, and it's not 2020. In fact, probably the 2020s are considered old now, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on your show, Rick. And you're right. And the 2020s roll out varying points throughout the year. Sometimes they're mid-year. Sometimes they're right towards the end. Sometimes even earlier. So it gets kind of confusing. Yeah. It's like almost a full year sometimes.
When did you first know that this was going to be your life? The first time you peeked under a hood, or did it come later?
Yeah, I was always into modifying vehicles. So it's when I think I got my first taste of just tweaking something. My first car is actually a Honda Civic. Now I'm in the trucks, but it was a Civic, and I did everything I could to the interior of it, mostly sound system. So that kind of got me going, and so since then it's turned into quite a bit more, obviously.
You know, it's funny because a Honda Civic is a good car, a reliable car, but I'm sure you probably tell people and they're like, you got to be kidding me, that was your first car.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was affordable, and you know, I was just out of high school, so you get what you get, right?
Yeah. And then Motors TV you know, says I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna host it. And how hard was that in the beginning before you hit the ground running?
So I had no business hosting a TV show or even being in front of the camera. It was just one of those things that kind of started out of necessity, because I was watching a lot of other car shows at the time, and they skipped over a lot of steps. They'd go to a commercial break, come back, and a lot of things were done. And those were the things that I wanted to know how to do. So that became my mission, I guess, was to toss myself in front of the camera and just show people all the hard stuff, all the difficult wiring and things like that, that people really wanted to know. And so, you know, that's got over 11 years ago and 102 episodes ago, and still going strong.
Yeah, you know, I think about YouTube, how to tie a tie, and it's got 10 million hits. I mean, people want to know how to do it. I mean, I can change my oil and my headlights and a battery, but you know, that's probably about it. I mean, I need to look. Somebody's got to teach me.
Yeah, well, here's a perfect example of that. My daughter, who lives here in L.A., somebody just bashed in her side mirror, and she texted me and said, you know, what do I do? And I said, well, you got to get a new one and figure it out. So she figured it out. She used a butter knife to pop it off, ordered a new one from Amazon for like $20, and it was on, you know, and 5 minutes later. So I'm sure she watched a YouTube video. Somebody told her.
Well,
it wasn't me.
It's funny about getting parts on Amazon. That's a good deal, because I think it was in the 70s when Ralph Nader ordered each individual Pinto part from the Ford plant in Detroit, and it cost like $100,000 if you wanted to go piece by piece.
Right, right. Yep. Not the way to do it in that case.
That's why and nothing against German cars, they're great, but, you know, if you want a Porsche done, you got to take it to the Porsche dealer or the Audi, whatever, and then, you know, I know somebody has an Audi, they had to get, like, their engine block taken out to put a headline in.
Oh, boy. Yeah, some of them are like that, but, yeah, what I focused on are more enthusiast vehicles, like late model pickup trucks and muscle cars and things that guys and gals want to do to those vehicles the second they get them. You know, they've already purchased the vehicle. And now a lot of the dealerships or the OEMs make the vehicles with a lot of the aftermarket built into them. But that's what my show has been catering to, is those guys that get that truck. And I know that they're going to want to install some steps or bumpers or, you know, maybe a supercharger, things like that. So the step by step.
Couple more questions for Chris Duke from Motors TV. Tell us a little bit more about Automobility. What's going on there?
So this is the week that media shows up. It actually starts tomorrow, and they get to take a look at everything, do their interviews with all the people that are here before the hundreds of thousands of people pour into the convention center, and you really can't take a picture of anything because everybody's walking in all around the cars and things like that. So this is the opportunity for media like myself to come here and see what the current trends are and talk with all the different manufacturers to see what is going on.
I would think, too, I mean, I don't know if Detroit tried to kill it 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever, but everybody's going electric now. You have to, you're going to be left behind if you don't. How big is that, going to be the next 5, 10 years?
That is the focus. All the OEMs are going that route. And in fact, GM is one of them that has basically said that that is their focus over the next, you know, 10 years, 5 years, whatever. They're having dozens of electric vehicles coming out. So the landscape of these auto shows is going to change dramatically, as well as the dealerships that are selling the vehicles. Over the next few years, I would imagine within the next 10 years, the majority of the vehicles sold are going to be electric vehicles, and the gas stations are going to turn into Starbucks with electric charging stations. So it'll be wow. harder to get gas than it is. It's the flip right now, right? It's harder to get to a charging station. But I think that's the big change that's going to be happening over the next few years.
And the range, too. You need more than 200 or 300 miles. The thing I think is very surprising is that, you know, you look at a Tesla and you think, oh, it's a nice electric car for a rich guy. But these things, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, they're like rocket ships.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't, you know, I think the range thing is becoming less of a problem. 300 miles plus seems to be the average of the new vehicles that have been announced as of late. So I think is becoming less of a problem. And the reality is you're just putting around town. And also fast charging is becoming a bigger thing where you're able to pull up and get fast charging, you know, within a half an hour, even 15 minutes and get back on the road.
What would you say about concept cars? Because so many times we have these car shows and you see these cool concept cars, but nothing ever goes to market.
They are concept vehicles for the manufacturers to tinker and figure out and try new technologies and kind of see what people think about them. But yeah, rarely do you end up seeing them in production. There's a few cases where you do see a good amount of the things, but they're tweaked for production for the mass market. But that's all they are. They're just kind of an exhibit of what a manufacturer is capable of doing if they let their designers and their engineers just go to town. And so those are fun to see.
Well, do you have a holy grail car or type of situation that you want to, you know, like, I don't know, put a 50 cal on top of your Ford pickup? I don't know. What would be your ultimate?
Well, right now I'm into the classic vehicles. So through the show, I'm doing a frame off build of a 1969 C10. And so that's where my head is, actually, not so much in current model vehicles, but the past. And so I think, to answer your question, the holy grail for me would to be able to see the aftermarket come up with a really good solution to retrofit a lot of these older vehicles, dating back to the 30s and 40s, and especially what I'm working on right now, where you can retrofit it with the electric motors and, you know, the new dash and motors for all the wheels to be able to retrofit it for electric. So because that's inevitable at some point. You know, it may be a requirement, you know, 20, 30 years down the road that has to be the case for all vehicles. I don't know, but that would be the holy grail for me and the aftermarket, to be able to take it all out and put something new in. And you have that speed, you have that reliability, and you have that low maintenance.
All right. Capital One's GM Buy Power Card. How does this help us?
So the GM Buy Power Card is a rewards card that that I'm a big fan of, and I'm also a card member. It allows you to earn toward the purchase or lease of a brand new GM vehicle. So that's Chevrolet, GMC, Buick, and Cadillac. And so the way that works is you just spend on your everyday purchases and you earn, or you receive 5% earnings on the first $5,000 in purchases for that year, for each year, and then unlimited after that at 2%. So every year it kind of resets back to that 5% for the first 5,000. So that's the way that it's been forever, for years and years and years. Now, recently, GM and Capital One announced a new benefits for card members that allow them to use that for their existing vehicles. So you can take it into an authorized GM dealership and you can use it for repairs, you can use it for parts and accessories, or you can use it for some of the some of the subscription services like SiriusXM and OnStar. So not only is this card beneficial to anybody that's saving up for a brand new vehicle, and they're getting more expensive, like we just talked about electric vehicles, saw that new tech and safety features, they are getting more expensive. So, but you can also use them if you are if you have an existing GM vehicle, because you can take it in and get all these additional services with those earnings from that card. So it's a really cool card with a lot of benefits.
And finally, let people know a little bit about Tool Talk.
Oh, yeah. So that's something that I started this year. That's just on my IGTV, which is my Instagram at Chris Duke TV, and also YouTube. And that is a semi-weekly series that I'm doing, and I'm just talking about new products. Craftsman is a big sponsor of mine, so I talk about a lot of the new tools that I get from them. And it's just my opinion, first looks, reviews. I do lawn and garden stuff. I do mechanics tools, like their electric lawnmower and some of their new tools that they're coming out with. So it's just something fun that I'm doing extra in addition to Motors TV and representing the GM by Power Card.
There he is, Chris Duke, Motors TV, Tool Talk, on behalf of Capital One's GM by Power Card down at the L.A. Auto Show Automobility. Hey, Chris, great stuff, man. Let's have you on again sometime. We'd love to talk a little cars with you.
I'd love that. Anytime. Just let me know.
All right, great stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.